Praise the Lord. God bless you again this morning. Father, I pray that the words that we are going to say today will establish the mind of the believer or they who have not made their choice and decisions yet. Because the time is drawing nigh, close to your coming. Father, be with us this little morning, the few minutes that we have, and grant us a spiritual understanding of the scriptures that we are about to read. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We talked yesterday about the scriptures concerning the coming of the Lord and the works. Remember, there is a judgment day coming. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ in somewhere or some way, because there is a judgment where people are going to be rewarded. We went into that in 1 Corinthians in chapter 3 that I mentioned earlier. And let's see here. Where it says in verse 10, 1 Corinthians 3:10, this is Paul, the great apostle, who received information and inspiration from the Lord. And when he is testifying about his own life, he said here in verse 10, according to the grace of God, which was given unto me, as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another build thereon. But let each man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For no other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And then he starts, but if any man built on the foundation gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it is revealed in fire. And the fire itself shall prove each man's work, or what sort it is. And if any man's work shall abide, which he built thereon, he shall receive a reward. And then in verse 15, and if any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. This is a small portion of the teachings of Paul, how that he is laying a foundation. Remember, to walk with the Lord, salvation is based on the grace of God. God give you salvation. And you cannot work yourself to salvation. That's an act of God. That is what we mentioned, the new birth. Repentance, baptism, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. When a person has received that quality, God has finally put his Holy Spirit in you. And remember, Some people say we have to work very hard to receive the Holy Spirit. No, we really have to be honest with our lives. Do I have a desire to lay down my life and die in myself so that God, Christ, can live in me? That is the point. And if God sees the honesty of your prayer, your decision, your conversion, that you want to really die in yourself, then of course God, he looks at you and he sees your future, because he sees the end before the beginning starts. So therefore, when he looks at you, he sees if your heart and mind is manipulative. And if it is, then of course, he will never seal you with the Holy Spirit. Because then it's all a lie. Remember, we cannot trap God. We cannot snare him. The only thing we can do is to collapse and give our lives in his hands. Then he will fill us with the Holy Spirit. So then he sees that and he fills you with the Holy Spirit. And when I read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 10 and up, as I read, I see a situation where we can say, this people that are going to stand before this judgment or the qualification that the Lord is looking for, that is the people that he's going to put in charge in the millennium kingdom. And then, according to the quality of life, I really want to go back and look at Luke chapter 19, because we read Matthew 25 about the foolish virgins and the wise virgins, of course, and we also read about the talents. And here we have another scripture in Luke chapter 19 from verse 12. And let us read that part so we can put that into the story. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Well, that in itself is really exemplifying the nobleman is actually Jesus Christ. And when to go into a far country, well, he ascended up into heaven and is sitting with his Father on the throne. And of course, he is now a priest, have a priestly office, because he is typed in the Bible as a high priest that are interceding for every believer that are going to receive salvation. And that is what, when it goes into far, to a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, that is the time that Jesus is using to qualify and address himself to people so that they can be built up to receive an inheritance or a reward. So 1 Corinthians chapter 3, gold, silver, precious stones, or hay, wood, and stubble is then what is created, and that is the reward that is given in that type of kingdom when the Lord is away, waiting, and then It says at the end of the verse, and to return. And when does he return? Well, he returns to examine and see, to see who is qualified to be in his government. And then in verse 13, he called 10 servants of his and gave them 10 pounds and said to them, trade you herewith till I come. All right, so verse 13 is, you say, when is he doing that? Well, he's doing that in every generation, for every person that is given the right to live here on earth. So he started on the day of Pentecost, but remember now, he had already chosen 12 apostles, even before the Pentecost, but they needed the Holy Spirit to be able to work for him in a proper way. So the trade part is not just what comes up in your mind and heart in your own selfish being. I'm gonna do something mighty and special so that I can be a head person or a golden image before God. When he says trade here with till I come, that trade part is actually where the gifts of the Spirit, if you remember what we said about gifts earlier, the 9 gifts of the Spirit, they are inspirational gifts. And remember, when we live for God, we can live with a worldly mind, we can have all kinds of desires, and when we are living out of our own desires, then of course the Holy Spirit is not able to come and use us. But if you say, I live for him, I want to live for him day and night, so you always have the desire to be a light in your presence, in your community, the desire to be a light is there, then you are giving the Holy Spirit the access of your life so that he can inspire your lives. So therefore, the 9 gifts of the Spirit, you are preparing the 9 gifts of the Spirit to operate in and through you, right? In verse 14, it says, but his citizens hated him and sent an ambassage after him, saying, we will not let this man reign over us. Okay, that 14th verse is really the time where Israel, the brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ, they didn't want him to rule over them. Therefore, Israel was cut off and partly blinded so that God could give the Gentiles a chance to live for him. So verse 14 pertains to the people of Israel that slew him, crucified him, and rejected him. All right, then verse 15, and it came to pass when he was come back again, having received the kingdom, that he commanded his servants unto whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by training. And here first came before him the first one, saying, Lord, thy pound had made 10 pounds more. And he said unto him, Well done, thou good servant, because thou wast found faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Well, when I look at that scripture, it tells me that when the Lord comes back, there are people that are going to receive a reward. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it speaks there, some people are having works that are similar to gold, silver, and precious stones, and they will receive a reward. But when it says here, in verse 15, 1 Corinthians 3:15, if any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss. But it says also, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. So that tells us we have truthful, honest believers that only want to favor God and don't want to take responsibility or any rewards to themselves. They don't want to be popular. They just want to stay humble and let the Lord lead their lives. And of course, the more humble we are, the more the Holy Spirit can use us. That's very important to know. But what I'm telling here, everyone that goes through the judgment in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 10 and up here, all of them are getting saved. All of them are going to be in the kingdom, ruling and reigning with Christ. But some will have more value and more responsibility than others. Okay? So in Luke chapter 19, when we read here in verse 16, the first came before him and said, Lord, thy pound hath made 10 pounds more. And he, the Lord, said to him, well done, thou good servant, because thou wast found faithful in a very little, and have authority, now have thou authority over 10 cities. All right. To me, when I look at that and compare it with 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I'll say, this is a person that have fully given his or her life in the hands of the Lord and given the Holy Spirit access over his life to serve him at the best possible level. Then here, the second came saying, thy pound, Lord, hath made 5 pounds. And he said unto him, be thou also rulers over 5 cities. So here, of course, this is all spoken in as a type. It's a similarity. But here it is given out and said, if you are using all your potential, because God knows it. Remember, everyone here in this parable received 1 pound. 1 pound each. So they came back and they said, thy pound has made 10. Thy pound has made 5. Yeah. And the Lord looks back and he sees the capacity and he says, I will set you as a ruler over great things, and I will put and the 5 He that gained five, I will set you ruler over five cities. So here, a little fewer things. And you might say, how come that they don't get the same reward? Very simple. Because they used half of their life to honor God instead of the one that used all his life to honor him. All right, and then in verse 20, and another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee, because thou art an austere man, thou takes up that which thou layest not down, and reapest that which thou hast not sown. And then the Lord says to him, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, you wicked servant. You knewest that I am an austere man, taking up that which I laid not down, and reaping that which I did not sow. So then, therefore, why didn't you give my money into the bank, so that I, at my coming, could have required it with interest? And he said unto them that stood by, take away from him the pound, and give it unto him that hath the 10 pounds. Yeah. And then they said to him, but Lord, he has 10 pounds. But he say, I say unto you, that unto everyone that shall have shall be given. But from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away from him. So here it tells me, brothers and sisters, that there are people that really knows better, but they don't have the drive, the humility, the urgent drive to exemplify Christ in everything. They are slack in mind. They are, in a way, like foolish virgins. Still virgins, but they're not going the way that the Lord really wants from them. Because here, the investment is not just the smart mind. It's not like people reading the tablets on Wall Street and are trying to find out when is the timing for investment so that they can get the most profit out of that. Right? Because here, in the spiritual sense and understanding, it is how that the Lord will inspire people. We need to be longing to live for the Lord so that he can lead us on. Yeah. And then when you let yourself be an inspiration, the Lord come to inspire you, then the Lord is really in favor of your life and work and will give you a pleasant, wonderful reward. But it tells me here, when I see those parables and I compare them with 1 Corinthians chapter 3, because to me, when I read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I look at that as the bride of Christ, the ones that are going to receive eternal life through their life's exampleship. We know it takes the grace of God to bring them in, but when you are in there, then you should also take the orders, the commandments, that the Lord puts before you and live them out so that the people can see your quality. Because that quality in you that the Holy Spirit is bringing to you, that quality is what's draw and attract the people. If they see humility, they're attracted to it. Of course, some people, the worldly people, they who are not sealed with the Holy Ghost or not don't have a desire to be sealed with the Holy Ghost, they will mock you, right? When they see humility, they look at it as a weakness. But there are a quality of the millennium government that needs to have that humble stage in their life and heart so that they can judge people in the millennium kingdom in a proper way. And that is what the Lord is looking at. I hope that I'm putting this in a clear way so that you can see that all those qualities and the parables of the Bible, they teach us to wait on the Lord and to let the gifts of the Spirit be alive in us. That means believe it, that God can use you and put the gifts into action in you. You are not going to put the gifts there yourself in action, but the Holy Spirit's going to put the gifts in action in and through you. And that is the secret of how to live a life pleasing God and being that light that shall brighten up the situation around you. Because this world is in a terrible shape right now. You can see that outside. Wars, rumors of wars, and killings, and millions of people are dying every day because of inhumane behavior. But let us be that little humble person that can fit the quality of the first man in Luke chapter 19 and the first one in Matthew chapter 25 in the talents, so that when the Lord looks back on you, he can see you and say, "Thou shall rule over 10 cities, or I will give you the reward that you deserve." May the Lord bless you, and we'll see you again tomorrow.